Hello. Welcome to Abundance Allure, the audio diary where I, along with my seasoned sisters, my abundance allurers from all walks of life, can discuss topics that speak to matters of our hearts as they relate to attracting and receiving life and all of its abounding joy and strength for our spirit, soul, and body. I am your host, Abundance Nisi. Welcome back to another episode of Abundance Allure. I am your host, Abundance Nisi. So whether you have been with me or been with us or you're just joining us, we want to welcome you, and I pray that something I say will resonate with you as you begin to elevate into the abundant life. So welcome, welcome, welcome. And I would like to ask you to do me a huge favor and hit the subscribe button so that you're alerted or notified every time a new episode is uploaded, because we are going to go in depth with our topics of discussions, whatever they may be. And a million thanks to those of you listening who have already subscribed and are enjoying the episode so far. Can you also do me a favor and give it a thumbs up and a review on whichever platform you're listening from? Thank you, thank you, thank you. A million thanks. Today, we're going to continue the series around the topic of add to your faith. Now, I initially said that I would discuss each one separately, each one have its own episode, but I've since decided against doing it that way. So instead, I'm going to discuss the remainder of those seven ingredients on today's episode. And the reason why I decided to do it this way is because there are some other topics that I want to talk about sooner rather than later. I've been thinking a lot about the direction that I want to take this podcast in. And with that being said, changes are on the horizon, which you will hear more about in the next episode. So stay tuned for that. And besides, I never meant for this podcast to just be sort of a Bible study, if that makes sense. We will talk about the Bible and have some, you know, some word and some scriptures sometimes, but I didn't want to just stretch out those episodes and turn the podcast itself into a Bible study. Okay, so let's dive in with the other seven ingredients. And for those of you who are just joining us, let's catch up. And for those of you who were here for the last episode, let's review. In 2 Peter chapter 1, Peter instructs the people to add seven, what I like to call ingredients or fruits, to their faith. And when they are all combined, then they will be fruitful in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. So in the Message Bible, those verses 2 through 10, it says, and for those of you who are just joining in, I use the Message Bible pretty frequently. It's my favorite version. So in chapter 1 of 2 Peter, verses 2 through 10 from the Message Bible, it says, "I write this to you whose experience with God is as life-changing as ours, all due to our God's straight dealing and the intervention of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be to you many times over as you deepen in your experience with God and Jesus, our masters. Everything that goes into a life of pleasing God has been miraculously given to us by getting to know personally and intimately the one who invited us to God, the best invitation we've ever received. We were also given absolutely terrific promises to pass on to you, your tickets to participation in the life of God after you turn your back on a world corrupted by lust. So don't lose a minute in building on what you've been given, complementing your basic faith with good character, spiritual understanding, alert discipline, passionate patience, reverent wonder, warm friendliness, and generous love, each dimension fitting into and developing the others. With these qualities active and growing in your lives, no grass will grow under your feet, no day will pass without its reward, as you mature in your experience of our Master Jesus. Without these qualities, you can't see what's right before you, oblivious that your old sinful life has been wiped off the books. So, friends, confirm God's invitation to you, His choice of you. Don't put it off. Do it now. Do this and you'll have your life on a firm footing, the streets paved and the way wide open into the eternal kingdom of our Master and Savior, Jesus Christ. So what are those seven ingredients or seven qualities that he mentioned above in starting in verse 5? He lists good character, which is virtue, spiritual understanding, which is knowledge, alert discipline, which is temperance, passionate patience, reverent wonder, which is godliness, warm friendliness, which is brotherly kindness, and generous love, which is charity. So in the last episode, we talked about the first quality or the first ingredients listed, which is virtue. And being virtuous means having integrity, is goodness, being responsible, being of service to others. So simply put, it is moral excellence. So let's discuss what each of the others mean and break them down in layman's terms so that we're all on the same page with that and how to incorporate them into our everyday life. So the goal here is to live rightly, and so that we're all walking in righteousness, so that the abundant life that Jesus proclaimed that he came for can manifest in our life because we walk in the righteousness of God. As I said in the last episode, all of this is saying is that when you have faith the size of a mustard seed and you add these seven qualities or these seven ingredients, such as having the good character, having the knowledge and spiritual understanding, the discipline or the self-control, the patience, the godliness, the kindness, and most importantly, the love, then you cannot fail in the things of God. You absolutely cannot fail. This is all a part of God's kingdom, which is within each and every one of us. Full stop. It would be impossible to fail in the things of God when you have completely aligned yourself to his righteousness and his kingdom, which is his way of doing things. Success is inevitable for you. The more you grow in these things, the more productive and the more useful you become in the knowledge of who Jesus Christ is. Now, we talked about virtue in the last episode, so today let's go ahead and get into the others. Knowledge or spiritual understanding. Spiritual understanding is basically the revelation that God is within you. It is where he resides. He manifests himself through each and every one of us. I cannot reveal him to you, and you cannot reveal him to me. This is a personal experience that each of us must partake of. That is the ultimate truth. It is a knowing, without reservation or doubt, that God is a source that is constantly flowing within the core of who we are. So you understand that God is not only the giver of life and love and all that those things entail, but that he is the gift, the truth of the spiritual beings that we are. Once we completely understand that Jesus was not only the manifestation of God in this earthly realm, but that we all are, then therein lies an enlightenment, an awakening that ushers us into a maturity of the full knowledge of the kingdom of God, which is, again, within. Now, let's talk about temperance or discipline or self-control. When we hear the word discipline, the first thing that comes to mind is some sort of punishment or some sort of correction. But in this context, discipline is to exercise self-control. Temperance is the inner strength to be a master over yourself and to be ruled with a Christ-centered purpose in your life. If you are temperate, then you do not allow yourself to become uncontrolled or deceitful or lustful or any of those other things that do not represent the God within you. Now, think about someone who loses their temper. What does that mean? It means that they lost control of themselves. All discipline just went out the door for that moment. So a person who is temperate or has developed that temperate spiritual muscle is able to maintain that which is good and godly by faith. Simply put, temperance is the ability to govern yourself completely in all circumstances of life, regardless of what's going on. Okay, now we're going to pause here to hear a word from our sponsor, and we'll be right back. Now we're going to look at patience, or passionate patience, as the Message Bible says. When you think of patience, you typically think in terms of waiting. But let's take another look at what that means in biblical terms. The Greek word patience is translated to consistency, endurance, the characteristic of a person who has not swerved from their deliberate purpose or and loyalty to faith, even when the greatest trials and sufferings are against them. Simply put, it means the ability to remain the same regardless of circumstances. To be passionate about something is to have a strong feeling or belief about it, full stop. It is not something that you can just brush off. When you are passionate about something, it gets your undivided attention and intention. You are emotional about it. You are excited about it. It is heartfelt. So why did Peter want us to have passionate patience? Is anyone ever passionate about remaining the same regardless of the circumstances, especially a bad one? Huh? Anyone? The first thing that we want to do is change the circumstance, right? Or am I the only one? Are y'all just going to leave me out here by myself? I know somebody out there understands what I'm saying. Who wants to remain the same and be consistent when things are not going good? So how easy is it for you to remain steadfast and unmovable and always abounding in the work of the Lord when it seems like all hell is breaking loose all around you? Listen, this is a quality that I'm still cultivating in my own life, especially if it's something that is not to my liking. It may or may not be for my good, but my first inclination is to change it. I'm just being honest with you. God's still working on me with that one. But Peter says that we need to have it. So back in my prayer closet I go. Now let's talk about godliness or reverent wonder. Godliness is to be devout. In other words, it means to be totally committed to a belief. Simply put, it is being devoted, dedicated, faithful, and active in God. Reverent wonder is being respectful to the awesomeness of who God is. This great creator bewilders us all. How can he not? Because the human mind can only comprehend so much of this wonder. We should always be reminded that he is the supreme being and that he alone is cause for us to be in constant reverence of him. I mean, we have no choice. We cannot even begin to comprehend all of who God is. We just can't. We're limited in our human ability to do this. So we move on to brotherly kindness or warm friendliness. If we truly desire to grow in our knowledge and love of God, then it is essential that we develop brotherly kindness. So what is kindness? It is being friendly, generous, helpful, warm-hearted, and tender-hearted. God instructs us to love others and to treat them in the manner that we want to be treated. You cannot say that you love God, but then you're hateful, you're rude, you're evil towards your brother or your sister. And in this context, brothers and sisters are any other man or woman on this earth, not just those who are related to you biologically. It is being nice and kind and warm-hearted and tender-hearted to every other human being. That's brotherly kindness. That's brotherly love. And speaking of love, generous love, or charity. So we are to be charitable. No, this does not mean for you to just donate something to a charity organization and then write it off on your taxes. That is not what this is talking about. To be charitable means to demonstrate love, plain and simple. It fits right in line with the other qualities that we've discussed, because God is love. So if God is within me, if he is within you, then we must also be love. I must be love, loving, and loved all at the same time. You must be love, loving, and loved all at the same time. We're all familiar with the love chapter in 1 Corinthians 13, right? Everybody's familiar with that. For those of you who are not, let me read it for you from the Message translation. Starting with verse 1. If I speak with human eloquence and angelic ecstasy, but don't love, I'm nothing but the creaking of a rusty gate. If I speak God's word with power, revealing all his mysteries and making everything plain as day, and if I have faith that says to a mountain, jump, and it jumps, but I don't love, I'm nothing. If I give everything I own to the poor and even go to the stake to be burned as a martyr, but I don't love, I've gotten nowhere. So no matter what I say, what I believe, and what I do, I'm bankrupt if I don't love. Love never gives up. Love cares more for others than for self. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut. It doesn't have a swelled head. It doesn't force itself on others. It isn't always me first. It doesn't fly off the handle. It does not keep score of the sins of others. And it does not revel when others grovel. So what does it do? It takes pleasure in the flowering of truth. It puts up with anything. Love trusts God always. Love always looks for the best. It never looks back, but it keeps going to the end. Love never dies. Inspired speech will be over someday. Praying in tongues will end. Understanding will reach its limit. We know only a portion of the truth, and what we say about God is always incomplete. But when the complete arrives, our incompletes will be canceled. When I was an infant at my mother's breast, I gurgled and cooed like an infant. When I grew up, I left those infant ways for good. We don't yet see things clearly. We're squinting in a fog, peering through a mist, but it won't be long before the weather clears and the sun shines bright. We'll see it all then, see it all clearly as God sees us, knowing him directly, just as he knows us. But for right now, until that completeness, we have three things to do to lead us toward that consummation. Trust steadily in God, hope unswervingly, and love extravagantly. And the best of the three is love. So this passage here instructs us to trust, hope, and love. But it also says that the best of those is the best thing for us to do is to love. That's the most important thing. We are an expansion of God's love. So we are commanded to do and be the same towards others. So there you have it, my people. Those are the seven qualities, the ingredients or the fruits that when combined makes the perfect recipe for our spiritual time while we're here on this earthly plane. And again, the goal here is to just live rightly and to walk in righteousness so that the abundant life that Jesus proclaimed that he came for can manifest in our life because we walk in that righteousness. As I said in the last episode, all of this is saying, again, is that if we had the faith the size of a mustard seed and then we add these qualities to it, then we cannot fail in the things of God. Full stop. If we have good character, spiritual understanding, discipline, patience, kindness, godliness, and love, then we cannot fail, because it's all a part of God's kingdom, full stop. It would be impossible for us to fail. Success will be inevitable for you, inevitable for me. And the more we grow in these things, the more productive and the more useful we become in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So, thank you for tuning in today. Again, stay tuned for the next podcast, because we're going to talk about the new direction that we want to take the podcast in. And so, I think you're going to love it. I think you're going to want to stay tuned to some of the things that we're going to talk about. And I'm glad that you are back to listen in, and forgive my absence. And I'll explain all of that in the next podcast. But for this one, I wanted to go ahead and complete what I started, which was to talk about the seven qualities of the things that we needed to add to our faith so that we can become more productive in the knowledge of who our Savior is. Okay, so remember to vibe out and vibe in, and always check your vibe, because you want to always be vibing at a high frequency. Okay, talk to you soon, my friends. Bye. We've come to the end of another episode of Abundance Allure. Be sure to check me out on Instagram at Abundance Niecy and on Twitter at Abundance Allure. Thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure to give it a thumbs up and to hit the subscribe button for notifications of when new episodes are uploaded. Remember, vibe out, vibe in. Check your vibe.